That theme is Cottontail, Duke Ellington, 1940, based on I Got Rhythm. This is The Art of Jazz, and continuing on with the letter R, I want to bring back Alan Roos, the guitarist, who got his start with Benny Goodman's band because he'd been studying with George Van Epps, and Van Epps, as his teacher, recommended him, of course, when Van Epps went elsewhere. In 1945, he was with Coleman Hawkins and his orchestra for Capitol Records. Howard McGee plays the trumpet, Hawk on tenor sax, Sir Charles Thompson the piano, Roos guitar, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Denzel Best on the drums. And here they are. playing the guitar, doing the job, providing the pulse and the richness and the deepness to the palate in that band. Playing with Coleman Hawkins and his orchestra, 1945 for Capitol Records. Howard McGhee on trumpet, Hawk on tenor, Sir Charles Thompson piano, Roos on guitar, Oscar Pettiford on the first and the third and the fourth, John Simmons coming in to play bass on the second tune, and Denzel Best on the drums. Stuffy, a riff tune by Coleman Hawkins. It's the Talk of the Town, a Beauty in 1933 by Jerry Livingston. Rifftide, another riff tune. And the riff was, if you don't know, just a rhythmic pattern. But it, that kind of thing, repeated over and over again. The dancers loved it. Easy to dance to. And what is there to say? Vernon Duke, favorite of mine. 1933. Capitol Records, Coleman Hawkins and his orchestra, 1945, with Alan Roos on the guitar. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Fat City, with a mission to provide convenience to, among others, Audi, BMW, and Volkswagen owners. Located at 5th and Denny under the Space Needle, with same-day service and AM shuttle available. Online at fatcity.net or 206-443-1999.
Up next to bat for us here is Vi Red. That's right. Singer, alto saxophone player for ATCO, another label from Atlantic, in 1962. Here is Vi Red. Thank you. Vi Red singing for you and playing her alto saxophone. 1962. Dick Hyman on the organ, Paul Griffin, piano, Bucky Pizzarelli, guitar, Ben Tucker, bass, and Dave Bailey on the drums. Next Time You See Me by Earl Forrest and Bill Harvey. That's All by Bob Hymas and Alan Brandt. And This Love of Mine by Frank Sinatra, Saul Parker, and Hank Senecola. Vi Red. And right from the center of herself, which is what it should be, and you can certainly feel it. 1962, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Gallery of Cosmetic Surgery, the office of Drs. Craig Jonoff and Alex Sobel, presenting The Mommy Makeover, Advanced Techniques in Both Surgical and Non-Surgical Restoration of the Feminine Figure. Details and newsletter sign-up at CosmeticSurgeryForYou.com.
Jimmy Rainey now for you, coming back in, doing a little multi-tracking. He'll play a certain thing on it, go through, and then play another thing, another track, and combine them. This was issued in 76, done by him then, by Xanadu Records. We'll hear, too, The Way You Look Tonight by Jerome Kern, 1936. What was it? Oh, Swing Time, a movie then. You might see it every once in a while. And it won the Academy Award that year, The Way You Look Tonight by Jerome Kern. And then a blues called Blues Variations by Rainey. Solo guitar, multi-tracking. Thank you. Jimmy Rainey, solo guitarist, multi-tracking. And I was thinking, I wonder which track he did first, and then listened to it as he played the second one. The Way You Look Tonight by Jerome Kern, and Blues Variations by Rainey. 1976 on Xanadu. Xanadu, X-A-N-A-D-U Records. Right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective. Tickets, events, CDs, and more are at the website sfjazz.org.
Now, from Jimmy Rainey to Dizzy Reese for Discovery Records, 1978. He's going to play his trumpet for you. A Victor Young composition called Stella by Starlight. On piano, Claude Williamson. Sam Jones bass. Roy Haynes on drums.
Thank you.
Dizzy Reese with his trumpet, 1978 for Discovery Records. Stella by Starlight, written by Victor Young. Claude Williamson, piano. Sam Jones, bass. Roy Haynes, tapping along beautifully there on the drums. Dizzy Reese on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. We're here 24 hours for you every day. A couple of times, as just recently, we asked you to contribute, and you folks did grandly for me. Appreciate it. From all over the country, I was quite pleased. And I knew some of the names, of course, because they call in. Anybody can call in free on that 1-800-677-5758 number. And they do, and we talk about what I'm going to be doing next week. Would you please play? And I say, well, if I can, I will. Dizzy Reese, all right. Mavis Rivers now. That's right, she's going to sing for you. And here she is.
I'm confessing that I love you. Tell me, do you love me too? I am confessing that I love you. Honest, I do. Need you every moment. In your eyes, I read such strange things. But your lips deny they're true. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me. That you love me, dreaming dreams of you in vain. I am confessing that I love you over again.
1964 in Los Angeles for VJ Records. I'm Confessin', written by Doc Doherty, Ellis Reynolds, and the lyric by Al Nyberg, way back 1930. And on the Celeste behind her, Don Abney played the piano with the other. Please Be Kind from 1938, written by Saul Chaplin, lyric by Sammy Kahn. And that wonderful vibe solo there by Red Norville, bless him. And the tenor sax, Eric Dixon. Mavis Rivers. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. It's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Kahi Roberts, clarinetist with Kid Ory and his jazz band, 1959. Kahi Roberts on the clarinet with Kid Ory and his band, 1959 for Verve Records. Teddy Buckner playing trumpet, Ory trombone, Roberts on clarinet, Cedric Haywood at the piano, Frank Haggerty guitar, Charlie Oden string bass, and Jesse Sales playing the drums. Right here on 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Kemley Electric, a full-service electrical contractor providing over 18 years of residential and commercial service in the Seattle area. Kemley Electric, licensed, insured, and fully bonded. More information at info@kemleyelectric.com or their website, kemleyelectric.com.
As I did earlier in the letter R presentation of the alphabet of some of the artists in this art, I talked about Don Redman, who was pretty much the beginning of arranging for bands of some size. And what Redman had somewhat against him, which turned out to be in his favor, actually, was the fact that one side of a 10-inch 78 record was about 3 minutes. So it all had to get squeezed in there. The arranger, and make everybody happy, I might add, the arranger is important. It's in the earliest phases of this art. I mean, a bunch of friends getting together or whatever and beating on a piece of wood. You know, you're going to take some kind of turns at it. I'll go first, you know, whatever it is. And that's what's arranging. And with 3 minutes, you know, even if it's a trio, you have to decide. Maybe the bass player gets a solo. Where does that come in? All of that. Then you get a 10 to 14 piece band and the ensemble. Somebody has to read the music and somebody has to write it out. All that. That's an introduction to Nelson Riddle, R-I-D-D-L-E, and his importance to continuing on with the arranging. And he was wonderful in the fact that he just made anybody better by having his mind behind them. And it really is an accompaniment because what you want to do is to make the soloist, make the soloist sound better, and he did. I'll be doing three things about him today. This is the first, from 1960, and Capitol Records, The Arranging of Nelson Riddle.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh, no. It's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh, no. It's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. No soft lights to enchant me. If you only grant me the right to hold tight and to feel in the night the nearness of you. Sprinkled with dew. of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep. You lie awake and think about the girl, and never ever think of counting sheep. When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'd be hers if only she would call in the wee small hours of the morning. That's the time you miss her most. You'd be hers if only she would call in the wee small hours of the morning. That's the time you miss her.
Tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. And wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, those blues will haunt your memory.
the nights when you don't sleep, that whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You'll walk the floor and you wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning those blues.
The arrangements of Nelson Riddle for Frank Sinatra, first from 1960 for Capitol Records, The Nearness of You, written in 1940 by Hoagie Carmichael, lyric by Ned Washington, Dream, written in 1944, words and music by Johnny Mercer, How Deep is the Ocean from 1932, both words and music by Irving Berlin, from 1955, In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning, written by Dave Mann and Bob Hilliard, and Learning the Blues by Dolores Silvers, Nelson Riddle, Frank Sinatra, arranging, 1960. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective. Tickets, events, CDs, and more are at the website sfjazz.org.
Okay, now we get into the next phase of things. Let me get my notes here. Dizzy Reese back again. This is from an earlier LP that he made with his trumpet, 1962 for New Jazz Records. I'm part of Prestige Company. We will hear Gershwin's Summertime and one by Reese called Ahmed, which comes from an Algerian melody that he used quite beautifully. Joe Farrell plays the tenor or the flute. Cecil Payne, baritone saxophone. Hank Jones, piano, Ron Carter, bass, and Charlie Persip on the drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dizzy Reese Sextet, 1962 for New Jazz Records, Summertime by Gershwin, and Achmet by Reese, as I said, based on an Algerian folk melody. Reese trumpet, Joe Farrell on tenor sax and flute, Cecil Payne, baritone saxophone, Hank Jones piano, Ron Carter bass, Charlie Persip on drums. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Snohomish PUD's Planet Power Program, providing residential and business customers with a clean energy choice, because Snohomish County PUD believes that together we can build a sustainable future. More information about Planet Power at snopud.com.
Now, the Jimmy Rolls trio, meaning Rolls on piano, Rufus Reed on bass, and Mickey Roker on the drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Jimmy Rolls Trio of 1979 for Columbia Records. Rufus Reed playing bass, Mickey Roker on drums, and of course Jimmy at the piano. Two by Jerry Mulligan, Jeru and Venus de Milo. And one by pianist George Wallington, Godchild, for Columbia Records, 1979, Jimmy Rolls Trio. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Second chapter now with Nelson Riddle. The first one was his arrangements for Frank Sinatra. And I didn't mention it was Frank Sinatra, but I knew most of you would know him. I'm going to mention that the work here is by Keeley Smith, 1957-1958, alternating for Capitol Records, the arrangements for Keeley Smith by Nelson Riddle.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of a thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like the summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night, dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Ah, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars where roses grew, though I dream in vain, always in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of loves, the memory of loves, the memory. somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns be someone who watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the woods. I know I could always be good with one who'll watch over me. Although he
of Nelson Riddle for Keeley Smith, 1957, alternating with 1958 for Capitol Records. You Go to My Head, written by J. Fred Coots, lyric by Haven Gillespie. Stardust, Hoagy Carmichael, lyric by Mitchell Parrish. Fools Rush In, written by pianist Rube Bloom, lyric by Johnny Mercer. And Someone to Watch Over Me by George and Ira Gershwin. Keeley Smith and Nelson Riddle. Right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Bay Bank, offering personalized banking for businesses and individuals from offices in downtown Seattle and Bellevue. Bay Bank is based here in Washington with a philosophy of customer-first banking to serve local and international needs. Details at bay-bank.com. Member FDIC.
Freddie Redd Quartet, 1960 for Blue Note Records. Freddie Redd at the piano, Jackie McLean on alto saxophone, Michael Matos, string bass, and Larry Ritchie on the drums, and two of them by Redd, Who Killed Cock Robin and Wigglin. 1960, Freddie Redd. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective. Tickets, events, CDs, and more are at the website sfjazz.org.
Now to Roger Ramirez, nicknamed Ram, composer and piano player. His most famous composition, undoubtedly, is Lover Man. And to start off with this about him, I brought Billie Holiday from 1958 for Verve Records, and she's going to sing it for you. Ramirez wrote Lover Man in 1941 and help from Jimmy Davis and Jimmy Sheridan. Buck Clayton is here to play his trumpet. Coleman Hawkins is tenor saxophone. Mal Waldron on piano. Milt Hinton bass. Don Lamond on drums. Billie Holiday and Roger Ramirez, Lover Man.
Something I've never had no kissing. Oh, what I've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? The night is cold and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my own. Got a moon above me, but no one to love me. Love a man, oh, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet and you'll dry all my tears. Then whisper sweet little things in my ears, a hugging and a kissing. Oh, what we've been missing. Love a man. Love a man. Where you be?
Billie Holiday in one of her many concerts around 1958, recorded by Norman Granz on Verve. Lover Man by Roger Ramirez. And now, the composer, 1973, for the Master Jazz Records Piano Series, here is Roger Ram Ramirez.
Thank you. I just refuse to sing the blues. It's not for me. I ought to cry. Why should I? It's misery. If you don't want me, it's up to you. I just have to look around for somebody new. I just refuse to sing the blues. So goodbye. Refuse to sing the blues. It doesn't pay. Now that we're through, the thing to do is break away. I'm through with heartaches, sad affairs. There'll be no more crying. I'm all out of tears. I just refuse to sing the blues over you. Refuse, sing the blues over you.
Roger Ram Ramirez, solo piano and one vocal. 1973 for Master Jazz Records, his composition Loverman. A blues he did called Cold Hand Blues. Little Darlin', written by Neil Hefti. And a blues Ramirez wrote called I Just Refused to Sing the Blues. You could title that Duplicity. Master Jazz Records, 1973. Right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News. And all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Sun Mountain Lodge in Winthrop, offering the Mayflower Package for spring getaways through June 10th. Sun Mountain Lodge features a full-service spa, 360-degree views of the Metau Valley, and a four-diamond restaurant. Information online at sunmountainlodge.com.
I'd like to go out today with the third chapter of The Arranging of Nelson Riddle.
Here with you, my heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what? You're lovely, and so what? You're lovely, but oh, what you do to me. on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos, and that's why I won't dance. Why should I won't dance. How could I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my, cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have light for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden, crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. for starlit skies. When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies. At break of dawn, there is no sunrise. When your lover has gone, what lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering, like faded flowers. Life can't mean anything when your lover has gone.
Thank you.
Tomorrow is another day. Don't break my heart. Oh, honey, please don't be that way. Sweetheart, tomorrow is another day.
The arrangements of Nelson Riddle for Ella Fitzgerald in Los Angeles, 1961 for Verve Records. I Won't Dance, written in 1935 by Jerome Kern, lyric by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. I Only Have Eyes for You, written in 1934 by Harry Warren and lyric by Al Dubin. When Your Lover Has Gone, written 1931 by Einar Swan. And Don't Be That Way, written 1938 by Edgar Sampson, lyric by Mitchell Parrish. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.